Welcome to the Evident Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth. When we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evident Footprints, Don Nikoloff. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, and I'll be with you for the next hour on this June the 1st on the West Coast, now June the 2nd on the East Coast and in the Central Time Zone. We'd like to also welcome those listening in on Wind Talkers Radio Network, and we know you're going to find tonight's show not just entertaining, but very inspirational and very informative. Well, I've been reading a lot, and there's a lot of really interesting articles out there that are describing some things going on around the world. And I thought, you know, there's such a diversity of stuff, and this being Wellness Wednesday, maybe I could find some inspiration, something that I could connect with tonight's talk. And I made a short trip to the grocery store and just made some observations, and I couldn't get this song out of my mind.
Yo, homeboy, where you been, man? We've been looking for you.
Yeah, we ain't seen you around Burger World lately. So where you been, huh?
Oh, you know, around.
Want a piece of pizza? Think I got extra pizza around here somewhere.
No, that's okay, thanks.
Yo, ding dong, man. Ding dong. Ding dong, yo.
No, thanks, really.
Yo, eat this, man. It's good for you.
I'm not really very hungry right now.
Hey, man, what it is with you? You on some kind of diet? Is that what they teach you in that little sissy school of yours?
Back off me, man. Back off.
The question is, are you fat or what?
Leave me alone.
I said, are you fat?
Get off me, man. Stop it.
You ain't down with us no more. You ain't fat. You ain't fat.
You ain't fat. You ain't nothing. You ain't nothing.
When I go to get my shoe shine, I gotta take their word because I'm fat. better give me plenty space. If I tell you that I'm hungry, then won't you feed my face? Because I'm bad, I'm bad. You know I'm bad, I'm bad. You know it, you know I'm bad, I'm bad. You know it, you know. When I sit in the room, I really sit in the room. You know I'm bad, I'm bad. Should I really, really bad? You know I'm bad, I'm bad. You know it, you know it. You know, you know, you know. Come on. And you know all by myself, I'm a crowd. Let me tell you once again. You know I'm huge, I'm bad. You know.
Weird Al Yankovic and Fat. That's a former Michael Jackson song called Bad. And anyway, I thought tonight's guest would be able to relate to this song on some level. He is one of the world's foremost nutritional consultants, prolific author, public speaker, lecturer, and himself a perfect example of taking control of one's life and turning it around 180 degrees. My good friend tonight on Wellness Wednesday, Dr. Wayne, the Mango Man Pickering. Dr. Pickering, what did you think of that song?
Let me tell you, you really had to dig deep for that one, buddy. That was a good one. I sat there, and I thought it was going to be the Michael Jackson song. And I said, no, it's got a little different twist to it. Let me tune in on this one. And, wait, did you say Al Yankovic?
Yankovic, yeah.
Yankovic.
Weird Al Yankovic, yeah.
Yeah. Let me say this here, you know. I talk a lot of, in my seminars about the grass is greener, and this is the other side. And we left off last time, and I think that song is a good bridge, actually. When I think about how fat we really are here, I mean fat, in other words, blessed. We're truly blessed. I have to look all over the world and check out different countries, and I just finished watching The Tank Man. I don't know if you know about that one. Have you ever heard of that one?
I heard of it, haven't
yeah.
seen it.
Though. It was that young guy in China when they were in Tiananmen Square, when
yes.
they were having that horrific time over there to make changes. Now, China, for example, and we're talking about us being fat. Well, we are physically fat, but we're also blessed. And if we take another look at what we're doing here, but here is the most, China. One of the most, it is now the second most populated nation in the world, but let me start out with China. One in four people on this earth are Chinese, okay? And they've gone from one cruel dynasty to another to where now they have made a complete change in so many areas, although you still have the rich and the very poor,
mm-hmm.
that work for $600, a month at that. But the whole idea here is there's a lot of growth. Sure, they're having a lot of growth over there. But the downside of it is we're going to need another earth in the next 25 years just to supply them with the raw materials at the rate they're using them up. And the suicide rates over there and the workers is incredible. I was watching this DVD here not too long ago. It was Lost Girls of China. By the way, everybody should really watch that. It's called The Tank Man. You'll see where I'm going with all this here, Don.
Mm-hmm.
The Tank Man. That was incredible. But I was coming out of the library this day, and I just happened to see it says Lost Girls of China. And I thought it was those little girls, you know, in China where, you know, they do those yo-yo things in the fairs and all that stuff and the circuses. And I thought maybe a bunch of them got out and got lost. So I picked it up, never having a clue what it was about. I got home, and what it was all the girls that are adopted out of China because, you know, they just want the boys.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause it's such a good deal. Now, I was absolutely shocked at that DVD. It's called Lost Girls of China. And you're going to see the suicide rates. Obesity is incredible. But did you know that if 100,000 Chinese died every day for the next 25 years, you'd still have 2.5 times the population of the United States left? And China is smaller than the United States by the size of Pennsylvania and another 50,000 square miles. Here's India. Now, India just surpassed China as being the most populated nation in the world, and they have 1,000 different dialects, hundreds and hundreds of religions, and the largest city, I forgot the new name of it now, Don, you can maybe correct me on this. I know it was Calcutta for years, and they changed the name, and it was built on a swamp, and it is so dirty, smelly, stinking. Even the rats outnumber the people 8-1. Hmm. And it's 1/3 the size of China. So you can just imagine. And the average income is less than $100 a month. Some of those people are so poor. Now, here is in Poland. A fellow speaker friend of mine was in Poland. He asked the audience, who had been to the Baltic Sea? Because he got up that morning, and it was only 6 blocks up the road, and he ran the Baltic Sea along, you know, the side. And he was shocked. Of the over 1,000 people or so in the audience, not more than 30 of them raised their hands that they'd been to the Baltic Sea. He found out that they actually had to have a passport to go from one area to the other area in the country they live, but not in this country.
Now, were you referring to the city of Kolkata, which
in India, Calcutta, C-A-L-C-U-T-T-A.
It used to be Calcutta. Now they call it Kolkata.
Okay, I thought it started with an M there, but I stand corrected. My whole point with this, here the Union Bank of Switzerland went all over the world, Don, trying to find the ideal place to live. Now, you've got to look here, as I mentioned the other last week, I think, about attitude and everything. In just Central America, man, 20 million kids under the age of 12 years old are stealing, starving, and killing all the time just to make it. And Africa, AIDS, everybody needs to watch a DVD. It's called The Age of AIDS. You would be incredibly shocked to see what's going on. Now, I'm bringing all this to your attention for this reason. Here, the Union Bank of Switzerland decided to do something about this, and they searched all over the world trying to find that pinnacle of a place to live, all things considered, agricultural abundance, financial freedoms, transportation ease, so many great things. They came back hands down that right here in North America is the best place to live. Every place else in this world, you'd have to work more hours, earn less pay, just for the basics of food, shelter, and clothing. I don't care what this North American standard of living is not. It still is the best place to live. There's corruption. There's all kinds of rotten things that's going on. But I've never heard of anybody trying to swim to Poland. Man, they're swimming to this country on a daily basis, getting eaten by the sharks. We're just too blessed to be stressed. We're just we're fat. That was a great song. And if you want to change your current direction, you got to change your philosophy, not your circumstances. And life is a gift. And we need to untie this ribbon and relish the miracle of this unbelievably, dynamically wonderful you. After all, tomorrow is basically what you worried about yesterday. And I like what a good friend of mine had to say one time, brother. Rosita Perez, bless her heart, she just passed here about a year ago. I miss her greatly. She won the Oscar of speaking several years ago, and it was called the Cabot Award. But here's my summation to that whole little dissertation. Just be better today, everybody. When it comes to your attitude about being healthy for the long haul, you're too blessed to be stressed. You need to be better today than you were yesterday, but not as good as you're going to be tomorrow. That's the deal. So the grass is greener, and this is the other side.
Yes,
you probably got some comments.
Well, I'm still tripping on this city in India. Now, did you possibly mean Bombay, which is now called Mumbai?
No.
Okay. Well,
it could,
then
it could almost be it starts with an M or something. I just forgot at the moment.
Okay. Well, but, Mumbai starts with an M, but...
Well, do you know, we have to think about when I was talking about in our beat, we have a Beecher Stress interview series, and the grass is greener on the other side of the fence until you have to mow the grass. And the whole thing is, you're going to find out that they got weeds too. And there's wonderful things happening here. We just need to change our attitude about where we're living, what we're doing, and if we just change our thoughts. I'm discovering that what people want more than anything else, Don, is to live life fully. But sometimes the past really prohibits our living and enjoying to the utmost in the present.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to change our thoughts. And, you know, yeah, I know you've heard this before, brother. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. And small minds discuss people. And as I mentioned, it's always the smallest dogs that make the most noise. Forget dealing with those small minds who talk negatively about people. I disassociate myself with people that talk negatively, as we're only as good as the company we keep. And if you are ruled by your mind, and I say this, if you're ruled by your mind, you're really a king. I remember the phrase, and it goes, but if your body rules you, then you're a slave. So I think that if we just get the mind and let you know that, hey, you deserve to be healthy. Nothing out there supports that you're not here to be healthy. We just need to change our attitude about that. And I know you got some comments here that I know that you've been itching, so to speak, to talk about. So maybe you might want to lay a couple.
I think when you say change your mind and your thoughts, too, I think what follows that is your habits as well. And you've touched upon this before, this whole thing about conformity. This song I played starts out, if you could see the video, it's hilarious. These three gangbangers basically are offering food. The guy takes a piece of pizza out of his jacket pocket. You know, Weird Al turns it down. Of course, he's standing there as a skinny dude. You know, he's got on a hooded sweatshirt. He's got the hood pulled up over his head, and his long curly hair is sticking out all around the top of the from the whole entire hood. Let's put it that way. So he looks like sort of a nerdy character. Very skinny, and then the other guy holds out a ho-ho, and then the next guy brings a double cheeseburger. And, you know, it's that conformity thing.
Yeah.
But then he takes a stand and starts popping his leather outfit. He's like Eddie Murphy in those Blubber movies that he did, you know, the series of the...
Oh, right, yes.
Yeah. So they put on a fat costume. But it's the imagery that's in a sense it's funny, and yet it's sad because you see people like this walking around
all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you come down on the beach. I think in my mind, put a shirt on. What do you, golly? And we need to have peace of mind and keep the stress down as much as we can. And we've all got stress, everybody. I'm going to say this. Do you realize that over 90%, I don't know of anybody who wasn't either abused, betrayed, deceived, get their feelings hurt, came from alcoholic parents, drug addicts, you name it. There's always something going on. So what makes people think they have exclusivity on life stresses is a mystery to me. Life is all about love. It really is. And the best way to get to that level, I think that those people who hurt us are really our most powerful teachers. So forgiveness is the ultimate revenge. And if you stumble over that word, forgiveness, and can't relate to it, then use the word freedomness. And it might be less intrusive to you. But I think that if you will just get to that point to where, let it go, just let it go. What Don and I are trying to do here, there is a lot of things going on in the country that our station here makes aware of. But one of the things that I will say this very blatantly, if you're not healthy, nothing, and I say nothing, means a hoot to you. Not the money, not your church, not your spouse, nothing means a hoot to you. You must be healthy. And so many, many things go on in your life when you are healthy. What's the line? Healthy people have lots of goals. Unhealthy people only have one goal. Now, I think that if we can just let it go, and it's only stressful in our lives, this was a great lesson that I had to learn. And we've all got our stresses. I've been in 3 wars. I've been in 25 countries. I have been in more jobs. When we come back and do our Living Abundantly series, you're going to be shocked. When I came back from Vietnam, I had 36 jobs. 36 jobs in a 6-year period. Hello. Before I found myself, we're going to show you a 3-step plan because an awful lot of people today are stressed out because of not knowing what they're going to do. They're not making any money. They're totally unfulfilled. They're stressed out because of this, because of that. Their health is down. I tell people, listen, if you think health care is expensive now, wait till it's free. Wait till it's free. You got to take care of your health now. It's the most important. And here's a couple things that I hope I didn't interrupt you, Don.
No, not at all. Go ahead. I'm listening.
Yeah. Here's a couple things that I get my clients to do. And if you find yourself in traffic and you're stuck there in traffic, don't get upset. There are people in this world where driving isn't heard of. I mean, there's people that don't know what a clock is or a watch. Are you kidding me? I've been in 25 countries, 24 outside of the United States, and the bulk of the citizens in over 15 of those countries never drove a day in their life. If you have a bed to sleep on, oh, man, that's great. If you had a bad day at work, you got to think of the person who hasn't worked in years. And if you're stressed over a relationship that went sour, you think of that person who has never known what it's like to love and be loved in return. Here's a good line to remember, everybody. The longer you hate, the stronger your fate. If until we handle it with grace, it's going to stay in our face. So the longer you hate, life is too short to be hating anybody. The longer you hate, the stronger your fate. And if your car breaks down, leaving you for a while down the road, you got to think, don't stress out because you're going to walk a little bit. Think of that paraplegic who would just love the opportunity to walk. Golly. And you know, there's a lot of people who are going to criticize you. That's okay. People only talk about you for two reasons. Either they like you or they dislike you. If they like you, all well and good. If they don't like you, there's only two reasons they don't like you. That's it. They don't know you or they're jealous as the dickens of you. So let them talk. Man, you got too much to do. I want you to come back when we do our Living Abundantly series. And we're going to get you to a point where you know what you're going to do for the rest of your life if you don't know now. And you're going to be so consumed with that, you're not going to worry about what all those other people think. What is it? People are always down on what they're not up on, as I remember. So, anyway.
It's truth, yeah.
isn't it the truth, man?
It is. It is.
So, yeah. So when do you get happy is the deal. When do you get happy? That's a great question, and I'd like to talk a little bit about that if we could.
Sure.
Happiness is a state of mind. And if we create a good sense of humor, and boy, you know what keeps me laughing, so help me. When I first wake up in the morning, I get outside, and it's about 5:30, 6 o'clock when I wake up, and I just walk down to the end of the street because that's the ocean. And when sometimes I'll just walk around the block, which is exactly 1 mile. But it is a hoot, Don, to tune into the sounds of nature. I will listen to one or two birds way 3 or 4 blocks over on my left, And they're doing this tweet, 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 tweet. And a couple more birds, three or four blocks, way over in the far right, says, surely you can do better than that. And they start. And then it just brings the whole symphony together, and it's just a hoot. And I think that if we can just tune in, we can tune out all that stuff. Happiness is just right here in our heads. And I get the biggest kick out of the little crabs on the beach, the little kids that run up and down. I mean, it's a bottle, that energy. Where do you get that? Hello. So what is it? Here's a good line. Never sweat the small stuff. It's just all small stuff. And I like what Dr. Robert Elliott, he's the author and director of the Institute of Stress Management in Denver, says, when you can't fight and you can't flee, then flow. And when I laugh, I'll find things. It's known that when you know, when you listen to negative news and you know, watch violent shows and all that, your immune system goes down. But when you hear things that are funny, or if you can laugh real good, that you're actually your acid alkaline balance. You become more alkaline. Your immune system goes up. You feel better. And there's just some things that I have to do to tune in. You can't be any more stressed than I am. I mean, we have a lot of issues going on constantly, but I have ways to combat them. And I think that, for example, here's Mr. Rodee. Don, you'll love this. Here's a 94-year-old man. Grew my persimmons for years before he passed a few years back. And he wasn't a very handsome guy, but the nurses, gorgeous nurse, just loved him. And I said, Mr. Rodee, I said, you got the nurses around you. You're in a hospital. You've got all kinds of you know, challenges here. What keeps you up, man? I mean, what keeps you up? He says, Dr. Wayne, I keep my mind and my bowels loose. I said, good one. Mr. Rodee, good one. Sister Laura B. Jackson, I used to deliver her paper when I was a kid 50 years ago. I can't believe I'm saying 50 years ago. It's actually 52 years ago. Mercy. And she lived down on Cave Street. And she was the sweetest lady. I couldn't wait. And it was in a very, very... what could you say, deprived section of town. But I couldn't wait to get her paper. She'd always sing and wave to me in the morning. Her name was Mrs. Jackson. Here it is. 52 years later, well, not now. I mean, it was 40 years later, actually, when I saw this lady again and didn't know who she was. And we were getting baptized in the ocean at the same time. And as I was coming out, a light bulb goes off in my head because she mentioned Cave Street.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, are you Mrs. Jackson that used to live on Cave Street and had this little paper boy come by and always give you a little fruit and stuff like that? Was that you, dear? And we became instant best friends. Now, we were baptized in the ocean at the same time, and she was my spiritual guide. She was 98 when she passed. And I used to go to her house, and I'd ask her, I said, Sister Jackson, what keeps you up? I mean, what keeps you up, darling? I said, you always keep my spirits up. You're just great. She says, Dr. Wayne, I laugh until I leak. I said, God bless you. Now, I'm going to give you one other little scenario here about when do you get happy? When do you get happy? I was speaking at the Washington, D.C. Hilton and Towers for the National Speakers Association this 1 year, Don. You'll love this. And here's a man. I had to go to the restroom, the men's room. And here's a porter. And I looked over at him. He was an African-American, nice suit on, had a great big fish bowl out there, Don, full of money. I mean, just full of money. And everybody that walked in and walked out always left him something, always. he used to get in there, we'd walk in, and he'd tell, good morning to you, and he would just brush a couple little things out. He'd have a brush there and brush, you know. He says, you know, he said, it's good to see you coming in here. He said, if y'all think you're in the South when you're in Florida, you came to the South when you're up here in D.C. He said, you got to be beautiful on the inside to be beautiful on the outside. And if you're dirty on the inside, you can't possibly be clean on the outside, he says. You got to have a good attitude. You know what, Don? He never said, you got, this is a dirty, grimy, stinking job. This is, no, this guy was up, and he had the funny, I used to go to the men's room when I didn't have to just to get a laugh. The guy was hilarious. So no matter what situation we're in, everybody, the grass is greener, this is the other side, you got to ask yourself, when do you get happy? I mean, is it, you know, when your life will be better after you get married? Have a baby, then another, or we're then we're frustrated that the kids aren't old enough, and then we'd be more content when they are, and after that we're frustrated that we have teenagers to deal with. We will certainly be happier when they're out on, you know, that stage. We tell ourselves that our life's going to be complete when our spouse gets his or her act together, when we get a nicer car, when we're able to go on a nice vacation, or when we retire. The truth is, really, everybody, there's no better time to be happy than right now. I mean, if not now, when? Really, your life will always be filled with challenges, and it's best to admit this to yourself and to be, you know, just decide to be happy anyway. Happiness is the way. It really is. So treasure every moment, because this is the deal. You got to stop waiting until your car, your home is paid off, until you have a new car or home, or until your kids leave home, or until you lose 10 pounds, gain 10 pounds, until you're married, all that stuff. There's no better time right now than to be happy now. This is it. Now, you'll never be well if you're not happy. And I think that if you will really look at how wonderful you are designed, number one, and how you heal and you do all these things, it's your attitude about this whole thing. I tell my clients, never go to a doctor whose wife sells cemetery plots. You know what I'm talking about? Never go to a nutritionist whose plants have died, and don't ever take a laxative and a sleeping pill in the same night. You know what I'm talking about? So we need to be happy. We need to be happy now. When do we get to, you know, you get exactly what you're feeling. And these happy feelings are going to attract more happy circumstances. I try to be happy. Gosh, I've got four corporations. My work is in 37 countries. We've written 9 books. I got 26 websites. We just produced another 14 DVDs on how to shop for food. When you go out there and you pick melons, you pick this. That's a lot of work. I have a lot to do, and I have to be fit. I have to feed myself. We've all got just 24 hours, everybody. That's it. So what we need to be thinking about, how are we going to chunk them out? And if you want to change your emotion immediately, just think of something happy. I mean, when you get the hang of it, before you know it, you're going to find out and say, hey, man, I'm the creator of this thing. Thank God that I have a great body, but we create our own thoughts. And I don't want this to be a woo-woo time together. But I did want to put this together for you tonight, because there's too many people out there that are not happy, and their attitudes are killing them. I have been so stressed. Here I'm eating good, being fit, drinking the best water, breathing the best air, and when your thoughts aren't there, it will eat you up sure as shooting. And I just think that if you will turn this thing around, and I like what Albert Einstein had to say, brother. Imagination is everything. It's the preview of life's coming attractions, Albert Einstein. So I'm going to close off that little thought with this. You don't stop laughing because you grow old. You grow old because you stop laughing. Have a good time. When do you get to? You got any thoughts, Don?
Yeah, I have a few. I don't want to take us off on another tangent. It's an issue of attitude. And I know a lot of people, we all know people like this, I think, that are angry at everybody. They're angry at every person in their family. They're angry at all of their friends, let's say, in their everyday relationships, business associates, and and they take that home, and they're angry with their neighbors, and they're they never smile, they're never happy, you know. And you try to point out to them that they're allowing other people to sort of let's say vampirize or parasitize their energy, their life force, really.
Mm-hmm.
It's an attitude thing. A person decides that they want to play the role of victim, and in what I do, there are people that are going to make outrageous charges about who I am or what I have done or what my intention is or who I may work for, those things. That's jealousy a lot of times. That's that's the attempt to steal the limelight and obfuscate the truth, you see.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, one has to, in dealing with one's own life and one's own attitude, one's got to look at all of those issues. Why do I fight with my family? Why do I fight with my friends? Why can't I have meaningful, lasting friendships and maybe even a personal relationship with a member of the opposite sex? Why can't I get married and have a family? I've tried. You hear people say those things, and they hate everyone that's been a part of their life. They failed to look at the meaning of their life and why these situations are continually presented to them as life experiences. I mean, the writing's on the wall. Duh, wake up. You're going to keep having these relationships until you change your attitude about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, we've got to love ourselves. I mean, if you can't look in the mirror for a few seconds every day and say, hey, I love myself. I mean, how in the world can we expect somebody else to do that?
Yes.
And we can't do it ourselves, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to come back. I don't know which series we're going to do next. It could be the stress one, or it could be the living abundantly. We've got three more we're going to bring to the table for you, as you and I have discussed. But that beats your stress. There is so much that you can do with your intake, your food, your intake. It's crucial you stop eating junk, because, boy, it just wears on you after a while. You get, I think that there's two things that were, well, the three biggest stresses that I found, and I'll just give you a preview of our Beat Your Stress series. One is people, your health, and your finances. Those three areas of your life will stress you out more than any other thing. Your health, your finances, and people. And we're going to show you. So, just to set that aside for a quick second, what can you do right now to turn your life around as we speak, before we get off of this air in another 16, 17 minutes? What can you do right now to turn your life around? As I say, there's no sense on telling us, you know, this and that and this, but what can I do now? The easiest thing I know to do is to be a continual state of gratitude. I was walking down a real busy street in New York City here about 2 years ago when I was up there doing a big seminar. And I just decided, hey, get away from everybody, get out in the people, and just walk around. I'm amazed, Don, that how much that I could stop all the time in even these busy streets and just thank God for certain little things. I was walking down the street, and you know how they have the little trees on the sidewalk and everything as you're walking?
Mm-hmm.
And the birds, man, in there, and just constantly singing. And if you will, and of course you get the sirens going, you get the people screaming, hey, and all of, but if you block that out and tune into that little bird, you will be impressed. And so what can you do right now to turn your life around? Continually show gratitude. Man, I'm constantly thanking my source. I'm constantly thanking God for things. When I did my little 6-mile walk today on the ocean, I just couldn't stop thanking God and for different things. And by the time I get back, gratitude will bring you more health into your life immediately. Because here's the bottom line. What you think about and think about is what we bring about. You know, you got to be thanking God that you get eyes to see with, legs to walk with, and that you don't have MS, that you don't have diabetes, that you don't have heart disease. Thank you. And in my prayers every day, I'd like to share this with you. It's a great thing I put together some time ago. That first of all, the power of prayer is to the square. The power of prayer is to the square. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, 1 times 1 is 1. 2 times 2 is 4. 3 times 3 is 9. So when 2 or more people come together in a spirit of harmony, you actually quadruple it after a while. That's why these churches and these organizations to get together in the spirit of harmony, in the same purpose and the same goal in mind, and they use the power of prayer. The power of prayer is to the square. And too many people get down on their hands and knees, oh, please, 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 please. No, no, no. There's a formula for prayer. I put this formula for prayer together some time ago, and it works all the time. Now, I asked my audience, I said, okay, what do you suppose race car drivers put in their cars to increase their performance? STP. So here's what we need to do to increase our performance utilizing the power of prayer. STP. Sorry, thank you, please. I apologize that I was thinking negatively and I had those negative thoughts. I know that what I think about and think about, I bring about. I apologize for those negative thoughts. I apologize for this or whatever that you know in your heart that you need to reconcile yourself with. Thank you for this gorgeous sunset. Before I can get going, I've got about 10 or 15 minutes of just thankfulness. And then you have the right to ask. So, sorry, thank you, please. And as I'm showing gratitude to my Creator for all that we have, a continual sense of gratitude is awesome what it does for you. So what can you do to turn your life around right now? Start being grateful. Start showing some gratitude that your wife can walk, that your wife can cook, that your husband has an income, that your husband is your protection. And if we see it and feel it, this is where it all begins. And it's the same with your health. I have pictures of healthy people, Don, throughout my house to keep me on track. I just came back last week. I think I shared this with you last week. But this is Monday, so it's been 9 days ago, I was up in Jacksonville at the Battle of the Beaches,
mm-hmm.
and I took 300 pictures up there. And the month previous to that, there was one here in Daytona Beach that took 360 pictures. By the way, they're all up on my Facebook account, everybody. If you want to go see those and you want to copy some of those pictures, you're welcome to it. Just go to Facebook, type in two words, Wayne Pickering, WaynePickering. I don't do Facebook, but it was a way that I could put them up there. Now you can go in there and you can take those pictures down and you can see some incredibly healthy people, incredibly fit people. So I keep these kind of things around me a lot because that's what keeps me motivated. We've got to visualize it. We've got to see it. And you know, sometimes we'll get to a certain point with our health, Don, that, well, golly, I'm as healthy as I'm going to be. No, no, no. There's always people out there that's going to be better. And so I look at these and I say, okay, I need to do this and I need to do that. Age does not cause illness, everybody. Age should never be your cage. We need to create a vision board. Pictures of what you want to do and what you desire to attract every day. I look at it and it gets me into that state of already having what I want. So that's the easiest and fastest way to turn your life around, in my experience, in these 64 tender years. show attitude for gratitude and start laughing a little bit. I check out all kinds of DVDs. I don't watch television. I'm sorry. There are so many great things that you can check out from the library without all those insulting ads and all of that other conformity stuff that that's how I keep myself up anyway. You're a master at gratitude, as many conversations as we've had and the gratitude you shared, and I appreciate it. So I know that you've got some comments there.
Well, I think people can be grateful that Evident Footprints is on the air too.
Thank you. Exactly.
I don't mean that in an egotistical way. I'm saying, you know, the truth that comes out and the valuable information that my guests bring to the show. It's you know, we can serve the meal, so to speak, but you have to eat it. And you have
Thank
to decide
good point.
On your own what is going to benefit you in that regard.
Yeah. Very well said. You know, there's another little trick that I show my audience, that if you will do this, just take this and do this for 1 month. Now, since we're on every week, I'm going to get you to do this until next week. And you need to write it down 20 times on a piece of paper. Remember this again. What we visualize in our minds, we realize in time. What we think about and think about, we bring about. So what I like to do is I'll write down a positive affirmation. And, you know, I told this story when I was over in one of my three-day boot camps over there on the other side of Orlando. And the people said, yeah, that all sounds good enough, but, you know, do you really do that? Well, I don't know what it was, but I just happened to bring 3 years' worth with me. And I threw them out there on the table, and I said, now, y'all are probably not going to be able to read them, but you're welcome to come up here and look at them and let you know that I do this, because that's what keeps me going. I'm a single guy. I have all these corporations. My girlfriend lives 130 miles from here. We actually have an awesome relationship. We really do. And she's also a speaker. And I just have so much going on that what keeps me up is what I'm going to share with you right now. These little positive affirmations that I write down every day. When I roll out on my knees in the morning, there's a few things I do. I always write down three things that I'm grateful for that I wasn't grateful for before. You will never live long enough to write down three things every day that you weren't grateful for before. I mean, it's impossible. There's so much to be grateful for. And I always write these affirmations down. And to wind off the attitude portion of our series, here is the one that we do with attitude, and or the attitude portion of how to get well and stay well for life. And it's only six words. And when you write it down, what you visualize in your mind, you realize in time. And here's what it is. I'm only healthy when I'm happy. I'm only healthy when I'm happy. And what brings you the greatest joy in life? What brings you the greatest joy? I can tell you mine, one of mine, of course, is helping people with their health. That's a great, great thrill I get. When I see people, I have a chiropractor up north. I don't want to zero in where he lives, but great, great guy. And he called me here a few months ago, and he says, Dr. Wayne, this is, and he told me who he was. I said, well, I'm so glad to hear your voice. He said, no, I'm glad to hear your voice again. I have not called you in years. I need to be one of your inner circle members, because he was reading about it. And to see him turning his life around in such a short time, and the most important thing I tried to get him to start thinking about was, let's start being happy, man, because he's stressed out. So I said, when you do this, and I gave him some little tips that he could do, that one of his goals was to fit in his suit that he wasn't able to fit in comfortably for years. Mm. Well, here it is, a month later, and the guy is in a suit, and you know what he said to me, Don? He goes, "Yes, I'm there." I loved it. I thought it was so great. God bless you, buddy. So we've got to take the ball here and go and run with this thing, do you see? So I'm only healthy when I'm happy. As I said, I've got a lot going on, and I have to write these things down to keep me focused. And one of the things that helps me more than anything to get away from all of this, because there's four areas of our time, everybody. We've got our genius time. We've got our buff time. The buff prepares us for a genius, and you can't be any more than genius than more than 4 hours a day. So you got your genius time, your buff time, your free time. Got to have some free time. And, of course, your rest time. Your free time is your brain candy. I get away from here. And and by the way, Don, I don't know if I shared this with you before. Now, today is June 1st. This is the first day of the ninth month that I have not ridden my car. I have not driven my car in 8 straight months. I'm going to go for a year just to see what I can do. So I will get out on that bicycle. I'll get on the beach. I'll go down and do what I have to do. And it gets me away. So, therefore, that's my free time. I'll go down and do this. I'll do that, what have you. And it's good exercise. It gets you away. Sometimes I'll hit the beach and do the entire length of the beach, which is 23 miles one way. And so get away. Just get away from it all, everybody. Take your time. You get 24 hours. You need to divide your life, your time up in 3 groups of 8. 8 hours work, 8 hours play, 8 hours rest. Now, how can I add 1 hour to my waking life, and I call that your power hour? I take that 6 hours of sleep at night and 1 in the day, and that's better for you than sleeping 8 straight. So you've actually added 1 hour to your waking life, and that could be your power hour, 20 minutes for mental, 20 minutes for physical, 20 minutes for spiritual that you can do each day. It's your power hour. It gives you that pump. So to me, I have to get away, and we need to change our philosophy about life. Life is not going to change to suit us. We're just going to have to get over that. We need to make some lifestyle changes to significantly see some immediate benefits. And when I changed my philosophy on life, not only did my life change, but we've done very well financially because of it. And we get rich in all areas of our lives when we change our philosophy about how we take care of our health. I've never heard of a boss hiring any of his clients because they were sick. This is just not going to happen. And now, when Don and I first spoke, and Don has heard some of my shows with some other hosts that he's aware of, and we need to take care of our health, and I say that for this reason. The messenger has to be more important than the message. You're not going to get a job because you're sick. You're not going to be getting insurance cheap because you're sick. This is just not going to happen. We need to change our philosophy. We're already out of the first grade. The reason why they make those chairs so small is because we can't fit in them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So we're already out of the first grade. We need to change our philosophy, and you watch for those immediate, enormous benefits that you'll enjoy for the rest of your life. I say this again. Just be sure that you start showing an attitude of gratitude. We're in complete control of our mind. We got to think like this. We're a beautiful person and special with a non-negotiable self-worth. That's the deal. We own 100% stock in a blue-chip corporation. I encourage you, quit selling your stock cheap. Put a high price tag on your stock. Drink out of your best chinaware. Eat with your best forks and knives. And forget eating out of plastic and all that. So who are you saving this stuff for? Reach in your cabinet there. Take out that fine chinaware. Pour yourself a cup of tea and sit down and enjoy it. Now, I only wish I had have known this kind of information when I was so sick. where life was always a problem to be solved and not a joy to be lived. In all of my years of this life-changing business of health, I've never found one shred of evidence in all of the motivational books, the Bible, or any other self-help book to support the notion that we are in this world to be either sick, fat, miserable, or broke. We're here to have abundance in life and never created to be sick. Now, one of the things that we're going to do, Don and I, coming up next week, we're going to start our brand new component on nutrition. I definitely want you to start tuning into there. We're going to talk about the seasonal foods. We're going to talk about food combinations, the acid-alkaline balance in the body, the glycemic index. What about supplements? People are taking supplements. We're going to discover the real truth about supplements. We're going to talk about seasonal foods, the colors of food, the shape of foods. You're going to know how to get all of the nutrition in your life down to a science once and for all. I know we've only got 2 minutes, but I got a little poem I want to share with you that I wrote some time ago. Don, if we have enough fortitude to develop an attitude of sincere gratitude for our body's magnitude, we will have an aptitude to reach a higher latitude for an ultimate altitude. Come on now. Get a good attitude.
There's something that I want to bring up. I'm going to paraphrase what you said. You can't be healthy if you're not happy, or you can't be healthy until you're happy. A lot of people, I think, look for the happiness outside of themselves, and that's mm-hmm. one of the biggest mistakes that we make, that having a lot of money is going to make us happy. And I'm not saying that you can't use it in some way, but it's the attitude that somehow changing something about the outside aspects of ourselves, even the things outside of us that we can't really control, seem to offer crutches or addictions or solutions from the perspective of, well, maybe this will help me if I take this or if I do this, rather than looking within and recognizing where the true power lies.
Very well said, and I think that's probably one of the instigators of overly consumption.
Mm-hmm.
People just consume, buy, thinking that's going to make them... No, come on. Golly, I just... Good point. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Don.
Yeah, well, maybe we could talk about what real happiness is, where it comes from, not on tonight's show, but maybe on an upcoming show.
Sure. Well, there is a good thing to consider, even when we think about money and all that. Everybody thinks money doesn't buy you happiness, but I'll tell you what, you can rent it so long you'll think you own it, let me tell you. It's awfully hard to keep a smile on your face when they're toting the furniture at the front door. We need to start putting some focus on all areas of our life, but the most important of them all is your health. Without it, you're toast. Got to be healthy. Let me just share this before we hang up here tonight.
Sure, go ahead.
You've got time. That's all we got is time. There's four things we'll never buy. We'll never buy our health. We'll never buy our time. We'll never buy our integrity. And we'll never buy our spirituality. And you've got to be in control of your time. That's crucial. Too many people are spending way too much time in front of computer screens and TV screens. 5 to 6 hours every day, Don, people are watching TV or in front of their computer screens. That's 25% of your life. If you live to 80, that's 20 years that we sit on our butts watching and being programmed is how they want us to be programmed. We need to take control. And we talked previously as I wind up tonight that the two problems in our country that I have found both begin with C, consumption and conformity. And the solution to that problem is very simple. It also begins with C, control your choices. Attitude for gratitude, and you got it. Good to be with you again, Don, really.
You too. And I have to give thanks to consumption and conformity from the mindset of Weird Al Yankovic and his song Fat. which we played. It does have its positive, uplifting moments.
That was too funny.
Well, I thank you, Dr. Pickering, for being on the show. And I want to remind the listening audience that you will be back here again next Wednesday, Wellness Wednesday, the 8th of June. And we're going to continue our discussion then. So I wish you a good evening and look forward to your next appearance on Evident Footprints.
Thank you very much.
All right, folks, that wraps it up. You've been listening to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com and tonight's guest, Dr. Wayne, the Mango Man Pickering. Special thanks to Windtalkers Radio Network for broadcasting Evident Footprints. Over at BBS Radio, we had Seth Hendrick on the sound. I'd like to thank Don and Doug Newsom for making Evident Footprints possible. And most of all, you, the listening audience, for tuning in. Join me tomorrow night on Evident Footprints when my special guests will be Mr. Ken... my special guest will be Christopher Holmes, Ph.D. Christopher is going to be doing one of three shows, which is going to be a special tribute to Karen T. Hale. So you do want to tune in for that show. It's going to be a very important one. In the meantime, I wish everyone a night filled with peace, love, and light, and have a good night.